It's a great honor to share to all of you the Word of God today. Ay, talaga pong iba ang magsalita po sa inyo ng salita ng Panginoon, no? Kaya talagang samahan niyo po ako at manalangin tayong patuloy na hindi lamang tayo makikinig, kundi mayroon tayong pagsamo sa Panginoon at sinasabi ng ating puso, turuan mo ako, Panginoon, at sa pagturo mo sa akin, matagpuan mo akong masunurin, talaga mapagkumbaba sa iyong mga salita. Salamat sa Panginoon. Well, it's January 30, 2022. Have you been here? Simula po ng January 2, 9, and 15, 26 yata yan. Apat na linggo ng magagandang mga salita from the book of Genesis in chapters 1 and 2. Hi, picture perfect. Tama po ba? Lalo na nung Sunday, no? Parang ang daming kinilig. At ang daming, pwede dito na lang. At sinabing, sana all. At dito natin masasabi na ang ganda talaga ng pagkalikha ng Diyos. Ang ganda talaga ng plano ng Panginoon kung meron lang tayo talagang mga cameras at masasabi natin, wow, I also got the picture perfect. Pwede, parang kung pwede lang, sana doon na lang tayo sa Genesis chapter 1 and 2 maglinger, ano? Tama po ba? Yung mga stories natin, doon na lang natin talaga hanguin lahat. But something bad happened. Did you have this? All is well, not until moment. Meron po ba kayong pagkakataon sa buhay ninyo na okay na sana ang lahat eh, kung hindi lang? Or parang okay na sana ang lahat, ang ganda na sana kaya lang? I believe, just like me, hindi lang tayo mayroong isang pagkakataon ng ganitong experience na maganda na sana. Pero, all is well, not until. And, well, looking back in the beginning, man and woman were free, wherein God provided everything they needed. Tama po ba? But God gave them one rule. Isa lang. Genesis 2, 16 and 17 says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Iisa lamang ang rule ng Panginoon. But with that rule, no, napakaganda po ng intention ng Panginoon. He intended communion and He intended freedom for man and woman. But you know, Satan came in and he intended harm. He intended confusion and fear. Thus, it resulted to Adam and Eve committed sin against God. And this is the greatest, all is well, not until moment. Ito yung pinakamatinding, okay na sanang lahat. Alam mo yun, perfect na eh. Ang ganda na. Subalit, nagkasala ang tao. Man fell into sin. James chapter 1:15 says, then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Mula sa Old Testament to New Testament, talaga nakita po natin dito, from life, no, to death. From alam mo yun, communion. Nagkaroon tayo ng commotion and confusion. And this is all because we desired something that is not of God and not from God, and that is sin. So today's message is entitled, The Fall. Parang ang ganda na ng preaching ni Pastor Al, pero babae daw po ang dapat mag-preach nito, ang pagkahulog. Dahil sa babae nagsimula ang lahat. Tama po ba? Let's take a look. Tingnan nga po natin. Let us read Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 to 7. Para po sa mga kasama ko dito sa church, let us all stand up as we honor the Lord with His word. Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 to 7. Samahan niyo po ako sa malakas na tinig. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin clothes. The Lord bless the reading of His word and make us obedient to every will He will shed to us today. This is our prayer, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. We can now take our seats. Again, we remember Genesis chapters 1 and 2 that God created wonderfully. And all that He created was good. And until when He created man and woman, He said, "Wow, it was very good." Pero biglang on chapter 3, makita natin ang kakaibang creature. Verse 1, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" Wow, biglang merong isang nilalang pa bukod sa lalaki at babae na nagsasalita. Akalain mo yon? And it's the serpent. At ang sabi dito, he was crafty, more crafty than any other beast. No? At ang sabi dyan, yung craftiness or deceitfulness ay talagang subtle, sticky. Talagang matalino po siya at shrewd. Talaga mapaglamang. At ang kanyang mga movement talaga po ay, sabi nga dito, nung panahon na ito, ay naglalakad itong serpent na ito at nagsasalita pa. So, who is this serpent? Yon, somewhere in the heavenlies, no? Talaga pong nung create ng Panginoon ang mga anghel, alam po natin yan, nagkaroon din sila ng commotion because of Lucifer. Tama ba? Lucifer was created the most beautiful angel, but no, ayaw niya lang ng angel siya. He wanted to be equal with God, therefore he rebelled against God, and he tried to get his independence from the Lord. At maraming commentaries ang nagsabi that Lucifer possessed the serpent. Because wala naman talagang mga animals noong mga panahon na yon na makakapagsalita maliban lamang sa mga tao. And dahil crafty at sticky at talagang clever at shrewd si Lucifer, ayun po, ito ang unang possession. Ito ang unang pagbabalat kayo ni Lucifer. Satan knows what to choose and who to choose. Imagine a talking and walking snake, pero hindi siya shocking. No, hindi siya nakakatakot. And he had a conversation with a woman. At amazingly, no, the first conversation between a human being and a snake or a serpent is about God. Ang dami nilang pag-uusapan, pero pinag-usapan nila ang Diyos. Well, the serpent, sabi sa Bible, kung titingnan natin ang dulo from Genesis, now let's go to Revelation, sino nga pa siya? In Revelation chapter 12 verse 9, and the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, he was thrown down to the earth and his angels were thrown down with him. I want you to capture this vision. Yes, in Genesis, parang wow, ang ganda na sana, pero bakit nagkaganon? Sayang naman. But purihin ng Diyos, there is no secret in Him. Amen? There is this book of Revelation. At nakita po natin, he was doomed to hell. And this is the ancient serpent in Revelation 20, verse 2. And he sees the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. So, this is Satan. And he had a conversation with a woman. And John, in chapter 10, verse 10, reminded us that the thief, Satan, the devil, comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and have it abundantly. You know, Satan has strategies to destroy man's life. He has strategies to destroy me and to destroy you. He has strategies to steal from you, to kill you, and to put an end to every good plan that God had given to you. Kagaya sa mga sports, when you compete, no? Nandito ang mga ating mga tennis players. Sila Engineer Sunny, mga awardee yan, talaga mga champion. Pastor Al also got one champion trophy. Diba? You study your opponents. Kapag kalalaban ka na, lalo na sa championship, tinitignan mo, nasan ang lakas o ang hina ng aking kalaban. And just like Satan, he studies us. He knows you. He assigns demons to us. Kagaya ng story ni Job, wala siyang ginawa kundi lumakad-lakad at tignan ang bawat movement ni Job. He knows you. He knows my move. He knows your move. He knows your moment. He knows your orientation and even your sensitivities. He knows what you like and what you dislike. He understands you. And you know the demons? He report on you. There is this tailor-made strategy to defeat us and bring us negative consequences into our life. That's why in today's message, nakita natin the fall. We have this picture of falling. We have this picture of what looks like, no, in a fallen state. But today, we have this premises that if we know the strategy of the devil, that we can see the dangers and handle it more appropriately and more talagang wisely. Kung tayo inaaral tayo ni Satanas, at talaga nagsusugo siya ng mga demonyo upang tayo'y wasakin at puksain. Sana ngayon din, mula ngayong taon na ito, ay maging sensitibo tayo sa kanyang kaparaanan at atin itong pag-aaralan mula sa salita ng Diyos, hindi para matakot sa Kanya, kundi para pagwagian siya at lakaran ng kapangyarihan na ibinigay ng Diyos sa atin. And if we only know the consequences of the dangers we are going into, then we will be more careful in life. Kung alam natin ang kanyang strategies, that's one thing. But it's also one great thing to know the consequences if we fall into the trap of Satan. Marami sa atin nagsasabing mahina ako, tao lang ako, kaya bumagsak ako. But right now, the Word of God is very sure and solid and talagang sinasabi na po sa atin, the devil is crafty, subtle, sneaky, slithering into every room of your life, not to give you joy and life, but to kill you, destroy you. And therefore, we should know his move as well and destroy his move. Because if not, and we will give in to him, we will reap the consequences of death. Let's take a look at four strategies of Satan to destroy your life and my life. Number one, in this story, Satan excludes man's relationship with the Lord. Kung pagbabasa natin in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, sabi po dito, now the serpent was more crafty than any other of the wild animals the Lord God had made. So, sa unang pagsasalita, it's a declarative sentence na sinasabi na ang serpiento na ito ay talaga mapandaya at mapanlinglang sa lahat ng animals na ginawa ng Diyos na manlilikha. But he said to the woman, did God really say? Imagine this. Did God really say? Satan was not able to say and could not say, did the Lord God really say? Why? Because he resigned from the Lord. He resigned and resisted the lordship of God in his life. Yung pong sinabi ditong God is the omnipotent God, the all-powerful God. And the Lord here means Elohim, the very personal God, a covenant relationship God. He is with us and he is for God, for us. But Satan deleted that. Ang sinabi lang niya ay ang patungkol sa Diyos na makapangyarihan at manlilikha. The serpent here was deceiving us and the woman in the first place. Let's talk about God, but let's leave out relationship. Yun bang okay na, sige, religious ka, pero huwag kang maging relational. Yung sinasabi ng demonyo, ng devil, ng Satan na, oh, it's okay for you to go to church. It's okay for you to dance, sing, preach, and teach. Pero alam mo yon, wala kang relasyon sa isang Father, sa isang Elohim. At this point, the snake looks good because God created everything good. Sinabi ko nga po kanina, parang imagine din natin the serpent was walking and talking. Hindi siya nakakatakot. At hindi rin nakakatakot ang kanyang mga sinasabi because he talks about God, but not a relational God. And this is one strategy of Satan, especially those who are claiming to be working in the church, to be in the church, serving the God in the church, but not having the true, authentic relationship with the Lord. The devil uses good to create something bad. Even it includes God. Strategy number two, Satan dilutes the word of God. Alam mo yon, hinaluan niya ng ibang elemento, ginulo niya, at binix-mix niya ang tubig at naging soft drink, naging soda, hindi na siya naging pure living water. Satan dilutes the word of God and he said to the woman, did God actually say? Sinabi pa talaga sa iyo ng Diyos, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? Grabe po, no? Ang kanyang paglapapalabo, panggugulo, pakikialam sa salita ng Panginoon. Always remember that the Word of God is the absolute ground of truth in life. Wala na pong ibang salita tayong maririnig sa buong buhay natin na siyang tatayuan natin ng buong lakas at buong tibay at kaya nating harapin ang lahat na po maliban sa salita ng Diyos. But if we compromise and dilute the Word of God, it provides no platform for defense. We become weak, vulnerable. We become, alam niyo po yun, very fragile or talagang isang pitik lang tumba tayo. Anong ibig sabihin? Kung ating paglalaruan at ating ilalagay sa alanganin o ating kukwestiyonin ang salita ng Panginoon, tayo daw po ay tila tumatayo sa isang entablado na ang ilalim ay mga drum, not a solid concrete stage. When God speaks, we need to declare it with exclamation mark. But Satan deceives us with a question mark. Did God really say? He reduces God's command and makes it a question. Did God really say? Did God actually say? Sige nga, mag-usap tayo. Sinabi pa talaga sa iyo ng Diyos na huwag kang kakain sa kahit na anong bunga ng puno dyan sa garden? Wow. Satan wants you to think God is holding out on you. Gusto ni Satanas, isipin mo may pinagdaramot sa iyo ang Diyos. He never references all the trees she could not eat from. He wants to talk about the one tree that you got to know. No. He did not talk about all the freedom. Nag-focus lamang siya dun sa iisa na hindi mo pwedeng gawin sa lahat. What a confusing statement. Remember this. Every no of God means an enjoyable, numerous, blessed yes and yeses with Him. Sa tuwing pagsasabihan tayo ng Diyos ng isang no, do not. You know anong implication nun? It implies life. It implies numerous, countless blessings of His yes and yeses. God's no to eat from that tree so that you can eat from all the other trees. God is a big God of freedom. Every tree you may freely eat from. Lahat naman pwede mong kainan, wag lang ito. But Satan focused on dun sa wag lang ito, bakit? Oh, God is holding out on you. It looks like God is not fair. At doon ka na natutok sa iisang bawal at na-miss mo na lahat ang magagandang ipinagkaloob na niya sa'yo. It's just like a small little girl during Christmas na marami siyang gustong regalo pero meron siyang pinakagustong regalo. At siguro nakita natin sa picture na ang dami-dami na nga niyang regalo. Pero kabubukas ng regalo niya, hindi pa rin lumalabas yung pinakagusto niyang regalo. And you know, at the end of the day, nakasibangot siya, umiyak, hindi siya kumakain at nagmamaktol siya. Why? Because she wasn't able to get the most wanted toy she had. So, nabaliwala na ang napakaraming laruan o regalo na naibigay sa kanya. Well, Satan was saying like this sa atin, oh, God is out on you. He doesn't want you to enjoy everything that's out there to be enjoyed. Ayaw ka talaga ni Lord mag-enjoy. May pinagdaramot siya sa'yo, may pinagkakait siya sa'yo. You know, Satan, he cannot force you to sin. He cannot make you sin, but He makes you want to sin. Hindi niya kayang gawin ka na magkasala o i-force ka. Pero, sabi dito, maaari ka niyang turuang i-desire, gustuhin, magkasala. Sa paanong paraan? Messing with your mind, deceiving your thought pattern, so you can begin to think differently. You get influenced by Him with His lies and deception. Well, truly, we cannot blame the devil when we fell into sin, when we fall into sin. Kasi pinaglaruan muna niya ang ating utak. How are we looking at the Word of God? How are we accepting and receiving the Word of God? Like, for example, when we quote Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And Satan will say to you, talaga lang, you can do all things? Look at you. You're sick. You cannot walk. You're weak. Now, can you do, really, can you do all things? And do you remember John 3:16? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Talaga lang? Does God really love you? Why do you go such pain? Why do you have this suffering. This is a strategy of Satan. He dilutes the word of God. Strategy number three, Satan casts doubt on the character of God. Matapang si Satanas. No? The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat from it, from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you mustn't touch it or you will die." Pause for a while. Eto na. You know, when lies and deception of Satan come, no, talagang maging matalino na tayo eh, when it comes to giving us doubts with His Word, God's Word. And pagka pinapalitan na niya yung mga question mark na ito sa puso at isip natin. At sana nga huwag tayong makipag-converse sa Kanya. At dito pumasok ang foothold, ang puwang. Nagkaroon ng pagkakataon pa si Satanas na makapasok pa sa puso ni Eva. Sa paanong paraan? Sabi po kasi ng woman, sa nakipag-converse siya, sabi niya, "Oh, we may eat from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat from the tree that is in the middle of the garden." O ito na, observation number one. Eve didn't know the name of the tree. Kung magpapakwis si God, what is the name of the tree that you should not eat from? Pagsak agad si Eve. Hindi siya na-orient ni Adam. Why? Sabi nga nila, si Adam was so passive. Ano ba yung sa Tagalog yung passive? Walang pakialam? Walang pakiramdam? Okay ng lahat? Hindi matyaga. Hindi matyagang magturo. Hindi matyagang makipag-usap. Yung gusto-gusto na babae makipag-usap, sige na, explain mo na sa akin. So, paano yun? And then, ipa-bluff mo siya, ihinto mo siya, i-interrupt mo siya. Why? Because you are so passive. So, alam ni Eva na may pinagbabawal, pero hindi niya nga alam yung pangalan. Tapos, may dinagdag pa siya. Diba, sabi ng Panginoon, huwag kang kakain ng bunga doon or else you will die. Anong dinagdag ni Eva? Itong dagdag niyo, oh, sabi niya dito, "But God did say, you must not eat from the tree that is in the middle of the garden and you must not touch it." Mga lalaki, kung hindi po natin tuturuan ng ating mga asawa at ikukwento sa kanila ang buong pangyayari, sige po, papakiramdaman nila tayo at doon na pumapasok ang pagdadagdag. Dagdag, bawas. So, here is the danger. Nakipag-usap si girl kay Satan, hindi lang siya nakipag-usap, na-excite pa siyang dagdagan ang salita ng Diyos. At sabi po nung iba, nung narinig daw ni Satanas yun, sinabi ni Eva, you must not touch. Sabi po ni God, hindi namin dapat hawakan yan kasi pag nahawakan namin yan, naku, mamamatay kami. Alam mo, ginawa daw ni Satanas, pinush daw si Eva sa puno. Ayan, nahawakan mo. Hala, nahawakan mo yung puno. Hala, nahawakan mo yung dahon. Ayan, nahawakan mo yung bunga. Namatay ka ba? May nangyari ba sa'yo? Diba? It became a foothold. Yung conversation mo, yung entertainment mo with the devil became a foothold to you. Lalo siyang pumasok sa'yo. At yung salita mo na, yung pakiramdam mo na, yung iniisip mo na, yun na ang naging weapon ni Satanas sa'yo. Remember? The devil is crafty. He knows how to attack you. Bakit? Inaral ka na muna niya. And with this comment, yon. Mukhang naipush pa si Eva sa puno at nung nadikit si Eva at walang nangyari sa kanya at hindi siya namatay, sino nagsasabi ng totoo? Diba? You will not surely die. Di ka mamamatay. God's word cannot be trusted. I know God told you that, but don't buy it. You can't believe the Bible. Ay, huwag mong pansinin yan. Sulat lang yan ng tao. Anong sabi po ni John? Description ni John, Apostle John, kay Satanas. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Satan directly told the woman, you're not going to die. This won't hurt you. You're not going to be in trouble. You're not getting a disease. Hindi ka magkakasakit. You're not gonna live in debt. Hindi ka magkababaon sa kauutang o hindi ka mababaon sa mga utang. Don't worry. It's not gonna be too bad. You know, meron pong isang kwento. I've heard it once, no? Na meron pong isang shooter, yung mamamaril ng mga ibon. And then isang araw, namaril siya, bang! And then nakatama siya ng isang ibon. At yung ibon na yun ay lumaglag sa pagmamayari ng isang farmer. And ang sinabi ng farmer, oh, the bird is mine, akin yan, dahil nahulog siya doon sa lote ko. Sabi nung shooter, hindi, akin yan. Akong bumaril eh. Hindi, akin yan. Sa lote ko eh. So to resolve their conflict, sabi ng shooter, sige po, eh kasi matanda yung farmer, mas bata yung shooter, sige po, tay, ganito na lang, kanino ba mapupunta yung ibon na yan? Sige, ganito na lang. To resolve this, ay magsuntukan po tayo, okay? Ngayon, nag-isang suntok, sabi niya ganon, kung isa po muna susuntok, pero yung pinakamahina ang aray at pinakamahina ang sound ng ouch, ng sakit, yun, sa kanya po mapupunta yung ibon. Sabi ng farmer, okay, go, deal! Sige. Sabi po ng shooter, etay, since matanda po kayo, kayo na po ang unang sumuntok sa akin. Ah, ganun ba? Sabi ng farmer. Sige, sinuntok po ng farmer, yung shooter. Tiis at tiis po ang shooter na ito sa kanyang sakit, no? Kasi sabi doon, ang pinakamahina na makakaramdam o mag-express ng pain sa kanya yung ibon. And then he got up, and then talagang he composed himself kasi it's his turn. Okay, it's my turn now, tatay. Ako na ang susuntok. Ayan, so naghanda na po itong shooter na ito. At talagang malakas siya, mas bata po siya. At nung aakmain na po niya susuntukin si tatay, ang sabi po nung tatay, nung may-ari ng farm, ng lot, sabi niya, sayo na yung ibon. Sayo na yung ibon. You know, ito lamang po ang gusto ni Satanas sa buhay natin. Ang saktan tayo. Ang patayin tayo. Satan is saying God is selfish. God doesn't want anybody to be like Him. But in the first place, we are created in the image of God. Bakit magiging issue pa kay Satanas ang pagiging kamukha ng Diyos? Dahil alam niyo po, ang pagiging kamukha ng Diyos para kay Satanas ay higitan ang Diyos o maging ka-equal ng Panginoon. Satan's whole goal is to be equal with God. To be equal with God means independence. And to be independent from God means I do not need to submit to you. God resists anyone who rebels against Him. God doesn't want us to take picture of Him because God hates idolatry. And He is the great I am. I am who I am. I am not the one whom you want me to be. But Satan is saying, you are selfish. Imagine, Eve, kung meron ka lang talino ng good and evil, kung meron ka lang kaisipan ng kagaya ng Diyos, grabe, para kang si Google. Gusto mo ba yun? Ikaw si Google? Wow, you will have the comprehensive knowledge, but without God. You will be like God. God. Yan ang sinasabi ni Satanas. At yan ang gusto niya. But you won't need God. Gusto mo ang kapangyarihan, ang kayamanan, ang karangyaan, ang kagandahan ng Diyos, pero hindi mo siya kakailanganin. You will discover and determine good and evil, but leave God out from the equation. You will be like God, but without God. This is the cry of Satan's heart. And sabi doon, siya ay father of lies. Ibig sabihin, wala siyang pinagmulan. Siya talaga ang nuktukan ng simula ng kasinungalingan. Beware. Siya din ay father. Ibig sabihin, may anak siya. Tumingin kayo sa kaliwa at kanan, hindi siya. Those who want to be independent from God. Do you want to be like God? Do you want to be equal with God? Ibig sabihin nun, you want independence from God. At ibig sabihin ng independence, I don't need to submit to you anymore. I can do everything I want, and I can live the way I want. But God said, do you want independence? Gusto mo ng pagsasarili? You want independence? Here it is. It spells D-E-A-T-H. You want independence? Then, here it is. Death. Death is separation from God. Death on certain categories when we disobey God, when we try to be equal with God, when we try to move away from Him and become independent from Him, there's gonna be death in relationship, death in finances, death in our emotions, death in our mental aspect, death in everything, in passion, in love, in everything God created for us. Beware of asking of what you ask from the Lord, independence? Parang lahat tayo, mga magulang na nagdaan sa pagpapalaki ng mga teenagers. Di ba there is this so-called teenage strife? Anong teenage strife? Yung mga teenager na ito, kung ang makasagot ay wala ng po at opo, hindi ka na tinatawag sa iyong endearment name as mama, mother, and pagkagalit pa sa'yo, dudugtungan pa ang mga salita mong itong bruhang nanay ko. You know, this teenage strife is a work of Satan in their lives because they wanted independence from you. Bakit? Kasi ayaw na niyang mag-submit sa'yo. Alam na niya yung gagawin niya. Alam na niya yung sasabihin niya. Alam na niya kung paano niya i-manage yung oras niya. Please lang, quiet lang, pwede. Why do I answer my mother and my father the same, parang same age lang kami? Kasi I want to be equal with you. Bakit? I want to be independent. I want to do things on my way. At bakit nga ba? Kasi I don't want to submit to you anymore. Minsan daw po sumakay si Muhammad Ali sa isang eroplano. At bago lumipad, syempre may protocol. Sabi ng stewardess sa kanya, sir, kindly buckle up your seatbelt. Sabi po ni Muhammad Ali, oh, Superman don't need a seatbelt. And the stewardess said to him, well, Superman doesn't need an airplane neither. No matter who we are, no matter what we have, car, clothes, education, we can't be like God. Because God is a class by Himself. We are to submit to Him in all categories. Because if we do not submit to God, then we will surely die. The last strategy of Satan, Satan boosts human appetites over divine blessings for a good life. Remember, God created everything good and it was very good when He created man and woman. He provided everything man would ever need. Pero bakit? mayroon pa rin sinasabi itong si Satanas na tingnan mong mabuti yung bunga. Suriin mong mabuti yung bunga. Diba? It was good. It looks good. And when you eat of it, it feels good. At ikit sa lahat, pag kinain mo to, you will become wise. Wow. Dumating sa buhay na ni Eva, dumating rin, dumarating din sa buhay natin. The, whatever God gives us, parang hindi pa enough. Laging hindi enough. Laging hindi sapat. Laging may kulang. Ang lalim ng insecurity, ang lalim ng pagkukumpara, ang lalim ng pagsiselos. God is not enough. What God gave me is not enough. For what? For my good life. To feel good, to look good. So, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Satan let the woman see the fruit from his eyes. This is how deception works. You only see the good part, but you won't see the outcome. Hindi nagpakita si Satanas kay Eva na siya'y nakaitim na damit at nakahudi at hindi nakikita ang mata at mayroon siyang malaking tinidor na kulay pula. Satan won't show up to us like that. But Satan will appear to us not touching our appetites. As sinasabi dun, the physical appetite looks good. And with the emotional appetite, it feels good. It's desirable. And the intellectual appetite, wow, I can be wise. Suddenly, Eve forgot that she was perfect. She was created in the image of God. She was very good. Hindi siya galing sa alikabok. Siya ay napakagandang nilikha ng Diyos, pero kulang pa. And this would really bring us to trouble. When we always have that sense of not enough. And this is a trick sa ating lahat. Hindi ipapakita sa iyo ni Satanas na malulubog ka sa utang at mapapahiya ka at ang iyong buong pamilya. Hindi maipapakita sa iyo at hindi ipapakita sa iyo ni Satanas ang itsura ng lung cancer. Hindi ipapakita sa iyo ni Satanas ang pakiramdam na mamamatay ka sa HIV or AIDS. But he can show you a lot of pictures that would boost your appetite more than the divine blessings that God had already given you. Remember? He's so crafty, sneaky, and deceitful. The freest people in the world are the people who are freest from the world. Ang pinakamalayang tao sa mundong ito ay ang pinakamalayang tao mula sa mundong ito. The freest people in the world are the people freest from the world. Let us see the danger when we allow the degrees of our human appetites to rule over the divine blessings. Nagkakaroon ng exchange. Yung mga mamahalin nagiging mumurahin. Yung mga mumurahin nagiging mamahalin. Kagaya ng isang kwento na mayroong isang grupo ng mga magnanakaw, pinaglaruan nila ang isang mall and they get into it. Pinagbabasag nila ang mga window shields ito. At alam nyo, ginawa nila, pinagnakawan nila. At pagkatapos nun, ginulo nila ang buong mall. Yung mga presyo na mamahalin ay inilagay nila sa pinaka cheap na mga bagay. At yung presyo, yung price tag ng cheap na mga bagay, inilagay nila sa napakamamahaling mga bagay. And the morning came at nagulat ang mga tao, wow! no? Talaga nagkagulo. Everybody get into the mall. Nakita nila, oh, grabe. Nagkaroon ng exchange, no? Ng mga prices. And this is the way Satan does into our lives. He switches tags with our human appetites over the divine blessings God had given to you. I-exchange niya ng murang-mura lang ang kagalakan mo at kasiyahan mo sa isang gabi. I-exchange niya ang kapayapaan mo sa lihim na pagnanakaw. I-exchange niya ang iyong kalakasan, ang iyong effort, ang iyong energy sa pagpupuyat doon sa mga gaming. Why? Because it feels good. Satan switch our energy, our time with the daily exchanges. You choose study or entertainment, prayer or sleeping, solitude or social media, ministry or hobby. Because it feels good, it looks good, it makes me wise. It's all for me because I deserve it. Then we fall into sin. Lack of discernment is our biggest problem. We get impressed with the front stuff. And we get blinded by our own appetites. And that is what we call apostasy. And we are at the edge of apostasy this time. Nearing the end times is apostasy. Na talagang ang lahat ng bagay ay atin ang gagawin mula sa kagustuhan at desisyon natin. Hindi na tayo nagpapakumbaba sa harapan ng Diyos at hindi na natin siya hinahanap. Hebrews chapter 5, 11 to 14 reminds us about this. We have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food, for everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment, trained by constant practice. What? For what? To distinguish good from evil. Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is a way to death. Discern. And this is one strategy of Satan. Ang ipagpalit, ang iyong pakiramdam, ang iyong kaisipan, ang iyong pagkagusto sa mga bagay dito sa mundo na hindi mo akalain, ibigay naman na yun ng Diyos sa'yo. Let us beware of this great exchange. And we see in the story, Eve finally took the fruit and ate it. And gave it also to her husband, and Adam ate it as well. Sin get into their lives. And sin impacted Adam and Eve on two levels of relationship. Relationship with God and relationship with each other. Then the eyes of both were opened and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. Eyes of them were opened. Nagkatotoo ang sinabi ng Diyos. Nabuksan ang kanilang mga mata. Nakita nila ang alin? Ang kanilang kasalanan. Ang kanilang pagsuway. They knew that they were naked. Wow, bakit sila nahubaran? Bakit nakita nilang hubad sila? The righteousness of God already departed them. They lost covering. You know, our covering is the righteousness of the Lord. And when we sinned, wow, the presence of God departs. Nakedness means shame. They became exposed to all creation. They saw the entire world different now. Alam niyo yun, di ba pagka nakagawa tayo ng kasalanan, parang sinasabi mo, nagbago ng lahat. At sinasabi mo, nagbago na siya sa akin. Dati sweet siya. Nagbago na siya sa akin. Dati nilalike niya ako. Nagbago na siya. Nagbago na siya. Saan ka nakatingin? Nagbago ng mundo. Nagbago ng tao sa'yo. Pero hindi mo alam bakit. Kasi nagbago ang estado mo. You are now away, departed, separated from God because of sin. Sabi po dito, yung nakedness daw po na naramdaman ni Adan at ni Eva ay hindi daw po yun magandang pakiramdam. It didn't feel good, but you know, it's good. Hindi magandang pakiramdam na ikay mahubaran at makita ang iyong kahinaan at makita ang iyong ginawang kasalanan. Hindi maganda yon. Pero pagka nakita mo yon na mayroon kang ginawang mali, it's good. Ang tawag po doon, remorse. Noon pa lang nagsisimula ang iyong pagkaunawa na mayroong Diyos at mayroong kanyang salita. But you know, they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. So kaagad-agad, kumuha sila ng dahon. At sa pag-aaral po, alam niyo daw po ba itong fig leaves? Ay para daw po itong dahon ng pakiling. Alam niyo ba yun? Talaga pong magaspang. At nakaka-irritate ng skin. Pero ganun na lamang po ang pagmamadali ni Adan at ni Eva to cover up their nakedness. In verse 8, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Ayan na. Dumating na si Lord. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called the man and said to him, "Where are you?" They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Nung narinig nila ito, natakot sila. They heard the sound of the Lord. Ibig sabihin, hindi ito first time. Hindi ito first time na marinig nila na lumalakad ang Diyos sa kanila. But on the other way around, even in sin, even when we fell into sin, God is still there. At ang sabi ng isang commentary, that's Spurgeon, sabi niya, bakit cool day? Sa Hebrew geography and culture daw po, yung cool day ay papatak na evening. Evening breeze was blowing through the garden. God did not come daw po ng tanghaling tapat para hindi magkaroon ng heat of passion. He did not also come early in the morning kasi He wants both the man and the woman to somehow find themselves and think. Pero mostly, God came at the close of the day. For what reason? Spurgeon said, "For God is long-suffering, slow to anger, and of great mercy." Bakit dumating ang Diyos sa gabi? Sa lamig ng gabi? Because it conveys the kindness and the compassion, the long suffering, and the great mercies of God. And the question, "Where are you?" is not an interrogation question of an angry commanding officer or an angry lawyer or an angry judge. It is the heartfelt cry of an anguished father. Now, Dahil sa laki ng kasalanan nila, ito'y naglikha ng malalim na bangin ng pagkakalayo sa Diyos at sa kanyang nilikhang mga tao. There was this gulf, malalim na bangin between God and man. And where are you? And you know, the question, where are you? It implies, I'm gonna be the bridge for this gulf. You created gulf, but I'm gonna be the bridge. The question, where are you? Implies arousing Adam to have this sense of I'm lost. To have the sense of being lost. To lead Adam to confess his sin. To lead Adam, no, to feel the expression of God's sorrow over their lost condition. This is a question of, where are you? It is the question of God. The question to express is accountability before God. And God's question demanded an answer. God's word demanded a response. They could not refuse to answer God, kagaya na lang natin ngayon, kung ayaw mong sagutin, edi ayaw mo. Kung ayaw mong aminin, hindi mo aaminin. But with God, we cannot mock Him. We cannot hide from Him. But this question is not about an interrogation question. This question is about building bridge for you, Adam and Eve, to come back to God, to confess to Him, to be accountable again to Him. God came to them patiently waiting for the cool of the day in the evening because it conveys His care, His love, personal love, and most especially, to expose the truth, showing them their lost condition. Yes, God is patient, long-suffering, and talagang merciful, but He is also just. And He said, I heard the sound of you in the garden and I was afraid, said Adam, because I was naked and I hid myself. God said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid. You know, dito nagsimula ang kakaibang takot sa Diyos. Contaminated fear of not of the presence of God, because yung presence of God para sa kanila will bring them punishment. And they forget, no, God is their creator and their father. Who told you that you were naked? Sino nagsabi sa yung hubad ka? He asked this because he allowed Adam to make the best of a bad situation by repenting. Pero sadly, Adam did not repent. Anong ginawa niya? Sabi ng Panginoon, have you eaten from the tree which I commanded to you that you should not eat? God confronted Adam's problem squarely. Hindi niya tinanong, oh Adam, ano ba yung suot mo? Di ba sabi ni Lord, sino nagsabi sa'yo hubad ka? O ngayon may damit ka. Anong tatak ng damit mo? Sinong gumawa niya? Paano yung tinahi? No, it's not a wardrobe problem. Oh, Adam, Eve, hindi kayo makalapit sa akin? Natatakot kayo? Why? It's not a fear problem. It's a sin problem. And unless we address the sin problem, we cannot address the wardrobe problem and the fear or the man's understanding of himself problem. And notice to this point, na hindi po kinausap muna ng Diyos si Eve. he talked to Adam first as the head of the family, the relationship. Anong sabi po ni Adam? The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. Grabe po, Adam's attempt to blame Eve is completely consistent with human nature. The blaming game. Few of us are willing to simply say, just like David said, I have sinned against the Lord. We are just like Adam. We keep on putting our finger to other people who seemingly caused us to sin. And because of this, he refused to accept proper responsibility for his own sin. Ang pagkakasabi po ni Adam na the woman whom you gave to be with me, he is the one to be blamed. Hindi lamang po sinisi dito ni Adan si Eva. But primarily, he blamed God. He was guilty of unkindness to his wife. Yung nagkasala kayo pareho, pero itinuro mo yung babae kasi tinukso ka, yung babae kasi nagpakita, yung babae kasi ang nag-umpisa. Hindi naman po talaga ako, malakas po ako, Lord. Not until I saw, not until I feel, not until she gave. Adam was not content to blame Eve. He had to blame God also. At sabi po ng isang commentator, sabi niya, he was guilty of unkindness to his wife and blasphemy against his maker. Adam was implying, there's something wrong, God, with what you did. Binigay mo kasi. Ginawa mo pa. Binigay mo pa yan. Ayan, tuloy siya. The problem comes when we fail to see our responsibility over the sin. And God asked the woman, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent. Pero dinagdagan ni Eve, the serpent deceived me. And I ate. Sinisi rin niya yung serpent. Pero dito very light yung sinabi ni Eve na, niloko niya kasi ako. Dinaya niya kasi ako. Kung hindi naman nila ako niloko, dinaya. Kung hindi naman niya ginawa yun, siguro hindi. Pero sinong gumawa? Di ba ikaw? The problem comes when we fail to see that being deceived is sin in itself. Na problema po yun. Ang problema, kapag ka nakita mo at hindi mo kinilala, hindi mo na kinilala ang panlilinlang sa'yo o nalinlang ka. Hindi mo kinilala na ang pagdamay sa'yo, ang pagsali sa'yo, hindi mo kinilala na ang paglilinlang sa'yo, ang pag-deceive sa'yo ay kasalanan din. Why? Being deceived is a sin to exchange the truth of God for the lie. Tatandaan po natin to. Kasalanan ang madaya. Kasalanan ang magoyo. Kasalanan mo ang madeceive. Why? Because you primarily exchange the truth of God for the lie. Mayroon na munang word sa'yo si Lord. May babala. May warning. May danger zone. May yellow line. But you get over it. You go beyond it. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Disobedience. At doon nagkakaproblema when we don't take responsibility over our own mistake. Effect of sin between man and woman, sabi ni Pastor Al, the sign ng Diyos is companionship. But when sin get into their life, companionship turned to enmity. What is enmity? Enmity is the state or feeling of being actively opposed or hostile to someone or something. Ang ganda ng plano ng Diyos, ang ganda ng disenyo ng Diyos para sa mag-asawa. Companionship, for better, for worse, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. But here, nagkaroon ng opposition, ng hostility, ng paglalaban. To the woman, he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain, you shall bring forth children. You shall desire, your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you. For the woman, there will be pain in childbearing. There will be sorrow in motherhood. And there will be conflict between the husband. Why? Because the woman's desire is for husband. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Hindi po ibig sabihin nito na ang desire ng woman ay paglingkuran ang lalaki. Hindi po ibig sabihin ito, ang desire ng woman is to please the man. No, ang sabi ng Panginoon, ang desire mo, nakita ko sa puso mo, ang desire mo, higitan mo yung asawa mo. Ang desire mo, hindi ka mag-submit sa asawa mo. Ang desire mo ay talagang i-oppose at magkaroon kayo ng hostility. Wow! God saw the heart of the woman. Kaya in the New Testament talaga sinasabi doon, wife, submit to your husband. Why? Because in the beginning, nandun na ang desire ng babae to rule over the husband. And this is the way of God's redemption to us. Anong sabi naman po sa lalaki? And to Adam, he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain, you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Sabi ng Panginoon, because you have heeded the voice of your wife. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Adam, you chose to be with Eve instead of obeying God. Alam mo lang mali ang ginawa ng asawa mo. Alam mo lang sinuway niya ang utos. Alam na niya na kinuha niya at kinain niya ang pinagbabawal. Bakit mo siya sinunod? You chose her more than God. You chose to be with Eve instead of obeying God. And this is idolatry, Adam. Ito po talaga ang panalangin ko, mga kapatid. We have been through the Women's Breakthrough Weekend last December. At ang akin po talagang admonition sa aking mga kapwa, asawang babae, mag-ingat po tayo sa mga sinusumbong natin sa ating asawa. Mag-ingat po tayo sa mga iniiyak natin sa ating mga asawa. Ang mga nangyari sa opisina, dadali natin sa bahay. Ang mga nangyari sa mga anak, isusumbong natin sa asawa. Ang mga nangyari doon sa palengke, isusumbong natin lahat. Ang mga nag-away sa kapitbahay, ire-report natin lahat sa asawa natin. And because the husband is so tired, the husband, sabi dito, nag-toil, nagtrabaho, nagpawis, at sabi doon, may pagka-passive, ayaw ng kwentuhan, ayaw na ng mahabang mga salita, please stop, sige, ano bang gusto mo? Gawin natin. Kaya ang dami pong crime, ang daming complications sa mga cases, sa anong paraan, paghihiganti. Kaya ang aking presidente ay walang paghihigantihan. The husband would want to what? Make the wife feel good? Pero ang tanong, kagaya tayo ni Adan, mas pinipili nating samahan si Eva sa kanyang kasalanan, mas pinipili natin si Eva na aluin sa kanyang kamalian kaysa sundin ang Diyos. Cursed is the ground for you, Adan, and you will have hard work. Ginamit po dito toil. Remember, sabi ni Pastor Al, kwento niya sa atin, ang galing ni Adam, he named all the animals and all the plants, kasama po ang mga hibiscus, mga lahat na ng mga scientific name. Grabe po si Adam, he was very wise and intelligent. But you know, sabi dito, yung work na palitan ng toil. Ibig sabihin ng work, when you are working with God, there's joy and now you're toiling. Naghihirap. Nagpapawis. And the ultimate consequence of sin is death. Hindi lang po ito death between man and woman. Death in relationship. Death with all the creation around them. Sabi dito, through Adam in Romans chapter 5, sin entered into the world. Through Adam, death came to all mankind. Through Adam, death reigned over man. Through Adam, all men were condemned. All men were made sinners. Let us beware, mga kapatid. This is kryptonite. Sin is kryptonite. When we commit sin, hindi lang tayo maghihirap, hindi lang tayo magdudusa. All the families that we have, all the loved ones that we have, all the ministries that God entrusted to us will die. Eventually, will die. And this is the word of God. Oh, that all is well. Not until. Maganda na eh. Ang ganda-ganda na. Picture perfect. Hanggang sa dumating ito. Chapter 3. Nasayang, natapon. But good news, may ginawa ang Diyos para maayos. Amen? May ginawa ang Diyos para maibalik. Hindi na niya hinintay ang John 3:16. For there is Genesis chapter 3 verses 15 and 16. The story did not end here. The story did not show how God was affected because nabawasan ng kanyang pagiging Diyos, nagkamali ang tao. No! Ngunit dito'y pinakilala, lalo tigit ang pagmamahal ng Diyos sa ating lahat. He did something for our redemption. Hindi na hinantay ang John 3:16 para patunayan sa iyong mahal ka ng Diyos. Genesis chapter 3 verses 14, 15, nandito na ang pagpapala at ang propesiya ng Panginoon. Sabi niya, "The Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.'" Jesus, he was walking at the cool of the day, there in the garden. He was the incarnated God, Jesus, in the garden. Because no one can see the image of the Father. But Jesus, nauna na siyang bumaba. At doon niya sinabi, "Eto ang mangyayari sa'yo." And he cursed the serpent. And he declared that out of the womb of the woman, out of the womb of Eve, will came an offspring who will bruise the head of the serpent. Makakanti mo marahil ang kanyang binhi dahil maipapako siya sa krus. Subalit hanggang kanti ka lang, Satanas. But you know, the Son of God, the offspring of Eve, the offspring of this woman will kill you, will bruise you, will bruise your head. And the Lord God said to the serpent, this wonderful, powerful evangelism message for all of us to hear. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, this is the first gospel preached in the whole world. Ito ang unang ebanghelyo, paghahayag ng ebanghelyo sa buong mundo, wherein Jesus was the preacher. And we, the world, the recipient of this preaching. At narinig ng lahat, even the prince of darkness, Satan, that he was doomed to destruction. What do we need to do right now? About this evil, about this Satan, we are told to do some things. Number one, expect evil. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Hindi pa siya tapos. Yes, nagapi na siya ng Panginoong Jesus doon sa krus ng Kalbaryo. At kailangan natin iyong lakaran. But you know, Satan, he is the father of lies at hindi siya matatapos, hindi niya tayo tatantanan hanggat wala siyang nakukuha. And he is like this. He is not a gentle cat. He is not a house cat. He is not a kitten. He is a lion. He will kill you. Expect him, but expose him. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Huwag kang makikutsaba sa gawa ni Satanas. Renounce evil. But we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. Renounce! Renounce the work of the devil in your life. Rebuke the devil. Even the archangel, pinapakialaman siya ng diablo. Pinapakialamanan siya sa kanyang mga moves. Ano lang sabi ng archangel? The Lord rebuke you. Archangel has relationship with God. The Lord, Elohim rebuke you. Do not talk, do not converse, do not entertain, do not question, do not ask anything about the devil. Rebuke and then resist. Resist the devil, resist evil. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Mga kapatid, this is we are told to do with the devil. Expect, expose, renounce, rebuke, resist the devil. Sana makita natin ang prophetic word na ito ng Panginoon that Satan had already been defeated. Ang ginagawa na lamang niya ngayon ay talagang gapingin tayo at alisin tayo. Sana wag na siyang magkaroon pa ng impact, influence sa iyong buhay. Because you are already saved. Amen? Number two, walk in God's redemptive power. You know, sabi sa verse 20, the man called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. Kita po natin dito, alam niyo sabi din, eventually Adam repented right in this moment. Right at this moment, nagrepent na po si Adan. Sa papaanong paraan? When he believed the word of God. Nung sinabi ng Diyos sa serpent na, you will bruise his heel, but he will bruise your head. And out of the offspring of this woman, that offspring will be the one to destroy you. Napakinggan po iyon ni Adan. At nakita niya, thousands of years will come, and it will be fulfilled. And I want to happen it right now. And Adam, he named all the animals and the plants in the Garden of Eden. And he gave the name Eve, the mother of all living. Pagiging hubad. At ang pagpapakita natin ng ating mga katawan ay ang kaparaanan ng Diyos para masabing malaya ka ng tunay. E di sana po hindi niya dinamitan si Adan at si Eva. Dinamitan niya po eh. Nakedness is not a representation of freedom. but the clothing of God's righteousness is. At makikita po natin dito the symbolism of how did God clothe man and woman. Sabi niya po dito, He made garments of skin. Of what? Of an animal. At bago mo makuha ang balat ng hayop, kailangan mo muna itong patayin. And this reminds us of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. The Lamb of God has become a garment for all of us. But doon pa lang sa Garden of Eden, the lamb, the blood, the skin of the animal were all symbolisms of God's redemption, redemptive plan for all of us. There are two religions pinakita po dito sa atin sa story ng Garden of Eden. The religion of fig leaves, yung covering ourselves with our good works. But the religion of God's perfect provision through Jesus, that we are being clothed and saved by the righteousness of God by His blood alone. Saan po tayo dito mas naglilin kapag tayo nagkakamali? Pag tayo nagkakasala sa Panginoon, how do we cover ourselves? How do we cover ourselves? Do we cover ourselves with all our pretensions? All our excuses? And we took all the good works to cover us up? Or we say, Lord, I blew it all away. Kita mo ako sa lahat. Wala akong maitatago sa'yo. And I am ashamed of my sin and I am ashamed of myself. And without you covering me again, I am nothing. Which religion do you walk to? And we see here the revelation of the cross. We see everything Jesus had done for us. Yung sin, nagdala sa atin ng pain in childbirth. But you see, Jesus, He brought all the sufferings for our glory. Sin brought us conflict, and Jesus gave us peace through His salvation. Sin brought us thorns and thistles, and Jesus endured the crown of thorn. At nung pumatak ang kanyang dugo mula sa kanyang ulo na doon sa ground, then the curse has been broken. And work can be revived and can be renewed to you. You can now enjoy working because of the salvation of the Lord. Sin brought sweat. And Jesus also had sweat, great drops of blood for our sin. Sin brought sorrow, but Jesus became a man of sorrow for all of us. He acquainted with grief and He saved us. Sin brought death, and Jesus tasted death for us to be saved and live again. Be clothed with His passion and of His love, the revelation of His love for us. And number three, this will be the last, stand your ground on the Word of God. The Word of God is meant to be fulfilled. The Word of God is meant to be fulfilled. Kahit na anong salita yan, basta sinalita ng Diyos, matutupad yan. Verse 22, Then the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become like one of us, in knowing good and evil. Now lest he reach out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed a cherubim and flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Adam and Eve were both ousted from the Garden of Eden. Why? Is it not fair ba na manatili doon si Adan at si Eva? Bakit hindi na lang pinanatili ni Lord? Alam niyo bakit hindi na pinanatili doon? Because that's the place contaminated by sin. God doesn't want you to linger anymore and to remember anymore the place of your sin. God wanted for you to have a new start, new beginning. But on the other way around, God is being true with His word. You will certainly die when you eat of that fruit. So don't mess up with God. Don't play God. Don't play with the Lord. He's true with His word. Gusto-gusto natin yung mga promises niya. Gusto-gusto natin awitin yung tungkol sa kagantahang loob ng Diyos. Pero ang tanong, how do you see God when you sin? And this calls us really for repentance. At binantayan po ang garden na ito ng cherubim. It implies, pagka sinabi ng cherubim sa Bible, siya ang tagabantay ng Holy of Holies. And the sword, the flaming sword. What is the flaming sword signifies? When we hear and when we see it in the Bible, it's the Word of God. So, pag nakita yon ni Adan at ni Eva, doon mare-remind sila, nandoon ang presensya ng Diyos at hindi ako pwedeng maglaro sa presensya ng Diyos. Hindi ko pa pwedeng pag-aangin sa aking kaisipan kung anong ibig sabihin ng presensya ng Diyos. Ang presensya ng Diyos ay banal. Ang presensya ng Diyos ay makatarungan. Ang presensya ng Diyos ay nakakatakot. Ang presensya ng Diyos ay makapangyarihan. And who said that? It's the sword of the Spirit. But we know, yes, they were ousted from the Garden of Eden. But the story did not end there. They had the Word of God inside their hearts. They received the judgment from their sin, not all by themselves. They had the clothing of God. It reminds them always that somebody was killed. An animal was killed. There was a sacrifice for me to walk again and to rise up again. Towards where? Towards the fulfillment that out of the offspring of the woman, the one who will bruise the head of the serpent will come. Nilakaran na din ni Adan at ni Eva ang kanilang redemption. Only because the Word of God was their solid ground. Mga kapatid, we have this journey. We have this journey called life. At ang journey po na ito ay dangerous journey. At hanggat may hininga tayo, kailangan nating lakbayin ang journey na ito. At ang paglalakbay natin na ito ay maraming bitag, maraming danger, maraming ikamamatay na explosives, landmines, talagang quicksand. Mapapahamak tayo sa journey na ito. But you know what? God did not leave us all by ourselves. He gave us a map. He gave us His word. At pagka sinabi mo na ikay naglalakad sa isang journey, na alam mo marami ditong bitag, marami ditong pasabog, marami ditong pumunoy, nakakatakot, pero kailangan ko makatawid. Anong gagawin mo? Di ba? May statwa ka na lang. But somewhere along the way, you heard a voice. Here is the map. Take a look at this map. Because in this map, you will see where the landmine is. Where the explosives are. You will see nasan ang quicksand. You will see nasan ang evil. Nasan ang demons. You will see everything that will put you in danger. What will you do with that map? And that is the word of God. Will you just put it in your pocket? Display it on your house. That map shows everything, reveals everything for your salvation. What would you do with that map? And more than that, in that map, you will see and you will gonna walk with the Savior, with the one who loves you truly. I believe we all have messed up in the past. At maaaring yung iba po sa atin ay nandito tayo, nagkasala, nawalay. Hinahanap tayo ng Diyos hindi dahil sa hindi niya alam kung nasan ka o ako. kundi ang tinig ng pag-anyaya sa atin ay ang tinig ng pag-amin, pagsuko, pagsisisi, pagpapakumbaba. He confronts us not from afar, but He confronts us near with a gentle love. It's time to remove our fig tree made garments. It's time to remove our pretension and cover-ups and appropriate the blood of Jesus that truly covers us, saves us, and protects us from the devil. When God speaks, it calls us to respond. What is your response to this message? Will you now forsake all the works of the devil in your life? Will you come to God now in surrender to submit to Jesus as your Lord, your God, your King, your Savior? Will you stand now on His solid ground and never entertain any compromises of Satan with his all lies and deception? So if this is your prayer, will you bow with me to God in this time of prayer? Father, today we come to You and we admit that we mess up. Inaadmit po namin, Panginoon, that we have made sins against You. Thank You for the blood of Jesus. That through this, Lord, we have forgiveness of our sins. And now, Lord, we appropriate this blood over us. And we seek Your forgiveness. And we want to say thank You. Thank You. Ano mang lalim ng aming kasalanan ay mas malalim ang Iyong pagmamahal. Marami pong salamat. And now we forsake all the works of the devil away from our lives in the name of Jesus. The lies and deception from our thoughts, from our mouths, from our hearts, from our bodies, we forsake it all. And we come in surrender and submission to You, Lord, declaring, Jesus, You are my Lord and my Savior. And from this time on, I'm going to walk with a map and with my guide, with my Savior, Jesus, leading me to the paths of righteousness. Thank You. Lord, we declare that we are forever Yours. We are forever Yours. We will gonna walk in obedience. We will gonna walk in obedience. Even the road is difficult. Thank You that You will never leave us nor forsake us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.